imaginary killer. I see dead faces with my eyes closed. It's a lot of false flagging on the gang. Steady ducking calls over change on the grand pattern off the name. It's a lot of, it's a lot of, said it's a lot of fighting versus one of me. Before I run off, they gon' have to murder me. I reminisce on what this done to me. A lot of white sheet, yellow page dreams. When your life a nightmare, you can't dream. So instead of running, trying to chase dreams, I was making sure to stay clean. It's a lot of on the state team, give a white sheet, yellow tape dreams, tying up as I don't chase dreams. I was making sure to safe clean, it's a thought.
Help me get away from this godforsaken place I'm in. You should run away if you ain't really ready for the way I live. It makes my heart break when I see gangsters turn to angels. Yet I'm still grateful, and I would never ever want to trade it. It's a lot of, it's a lot of that would probably love to take me. It's a lot of, it's a lot of, but I wanna see my babies. Help me get away from this godforsaken place I'm in. No flatter, pay the driver to go the opposite way of Vegas.
Hello, everyone. Let me turn off my ringer because that's really annoying. This is Kim, and this is really loud. This is Kim, and you are listening to Post Adolescence Glow on 91.5 FM WFO Medford Tufts Reformer Radio. And I am here with Daniel and Constantine behind me, as usual, Chloe and Studio A, and some brand new people that have never been here before. Madison, do you want to introduce yourself and your band?
Yes. Hi, I'm Madison Powers. I'm an artist from New York, and I live in Boston, and I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much to Kimberly and Constance for having us. I'm here with my band. We have Zach Cornell on guitar, Zeke Socrates on drums, Rod on bass, and Peterson on keys. And we're going to play some songs for you guys, and we hope that you enjoy.
Yay, we're so excited. Why don't you just get right into your first song?
Yeah, so the first song we're going to play is called Nomad, and it's about when I was traveling a lot, and I got a little lost, but was still having fun, and it's about the beauty in that. All right, let's go. One, two, one, two, three, four. Can't find what I need. Saw the coast of Barcelona, got topless on the beach. I've met so many faces, still feeling incomplete. Then it's back to reality, the same old shit again. I'm feeling apathy, but doing it all again and again. And even so, everywhere that I go, well, I don't know who I am, who I am. I'll take a walk to find my destination. But listen, a real talk, I'm kind of suffocating. Oh, I'm off, emotionally naked. I'm in for a rude awakening. Then it's back to reality, the same old thing again. I'm feeling apathy, but doing it all again. Postman dancing in the middle of the park, all alone on my own.
Beautiful. That was, can you reverb? That was an original?
Yes.
Amazing. And are you playing mostly originals or covers or both?
We're playing all originals, just one cover.
Okay. And I think I might have heard the cover that you guys were playing earlier.
Yes.
Okay.
It's by an artist that inspires me so much.
I'm very excited to hear it. Do you want to play one more song, or do you want to talk for a second about like how y'all met? How long have you guys been playing together?
Sure, we can talk for a second.
Okay. So what is the like genesis story of this squad?
Everyone kind of I met in a different way. Zach and I lived in Spain together, and that was so fun, and we met there playing in a jam bar. And then I met Zeke in a session, and he was like, yo, you need a drummer? And I was like, yeah, please. And now he's been playing with me for a while now. And then Rod, I mean, he played on a session of mine, and I just call him whenever I need him, and it's such good vibes. Love him. And then Peter, I met playing in another show for a friend. So yeah, we've been playing together for a few months now.
Amazing. So these originals are like your originals, or do you guys all write together? What's your like writing process like?
They are mine. I write and produce pretty much all my stuff at the moment.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And do you have anything out that the people can stream?
I do have a song coming out in a few weeks that I'm so excited about, and it'll be the last one we play today. But
amazing.
Yeah.
Do you have a date people should write down in their calendar, or not yet?
Not yet. Okay. Not yet. My bad.
No, that's okay. Where can we like follow you on social media to like watch out for that?
Yes. You can follow me everywhere at Madison Powers Music. I also have a website. It's madisonpowersmusic.com.
Beautiful.
So, yeah.
Love it. Amazing. Okay, let's hear another song.
Okay, we're going to play another one that's about falling for someone that you shouldn't. Oof. Oof. Yeah. This one's called Falling Deeper. You're moving too heavy, and I can't lie, I'm a miss you. We've been getting close these days, and I gotta force you out my space. No matter what I do, there's no getting over you, and I'm even get the chance. No matter falling, oh, I'm falling out, baby, oh, I'm falling, oh, I'm falling, oh, I'm falling for you. I think I'm falling, yeah.
I love that. Your voice is pretty good. When did you start singing, and what's your like vocal background?
I was singing when I was pretty young, but I only started like taking lessons when I was like probably 15, pretty serious. And I was singing opera, which is whack. Yeah, and then I went to school for opera for a little bit.
Wow.
And then I dropped out.
For like after high school, or
yeah, okay. Yeah. And then I dropped out.
Why?
And then I wanted to sing R&B. I wasn't really enjoying it. I think it was a great foundation that I got from it.
Yeah.
But it wasn't what I wanted to do long term.
That makes sense. I was gonna say that that's such a strong foundation, and you can definitely see it and hear it. Like looking at you, hearing you, and not looking at you, I'm like imagining you. Okay. I'm imagining like this taking a lot of effort to like sing like this, and so strong and with so many dynamics. And then I look over at you and you're just like, it's nothing. Like, it's just, yes. You make it look really easy. So,
aw, thanks.
Yeah. So for anyone who can't see, including everyone who's listening, probably, that's the image. So that's really, really cool. Do you ever, sing opera just because you're like, let's see if I can still do this for fun?
Like once in a while, like in my room alone, I'll be like singing an Italian aria or something, but not really. Not in front of anybody anymore. Yeah.
Well, maybe you should, you know, pull it out sometime and like really surprise everyone at the end of a show. Just be like, okay, everyone leave, and...
Maybe I'll find a way to put it in a song or something.
That would be cool. Okay, let's hear another song.
Sure. Okay. All right. The next one we're gonna play is called "Back to Get Back to Sleep," and it's about how a lot of the time I wake up in the middle of the night and I can't get back to sleep because I just have terrible sleep anxiety. So yeah, let's play it. Keep waking up before the sun rises. My body feels the time ticking away, and I lost the game. This endless pain is sabotage, but I'm only playing against myself. Wanna break every window that shows my
squeezed out down the drain, but I lost the game. Can I get back to sleep? Oh, will this always fall back on me? Can I get back to sleep? Oh, 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 fall back on me. Can I get back to sleep? Always fall back.
Beautiful, short and sweet.
Yeah.
Just as an FYI, Madison, other Madison, our photographer, is going to come in soon to take some photos of you guys.
Okay.
So just act natural. What else do I want to ask you? What's your process for writing in terms of melody, arrangement, lyrics? What do you feel like comes naturally to you? Where do you like build off of?
I usually think of a melody, or I make like beats a lot in my room alone, which is fun. But I usually think of some sort of melody first, and then like whatever that feels to me, I'll base the lyrics off of.
Nice. And do you, what kind of guidance and music do you give to your bandmates? Yeah. Like in terms of like how much instrumental freedom is everyone taking, you know what I mean?
There's definitely a lot of freedom in it, but also like sometimes I'll be like, I don't like that. But yeah, I always make arrangements of my songs, and there's always a lead sheet to follow, for sure.
Nice. Yeah, I feel like you can kind of hear everyone's individual personalities, but it's very, like, what's the word? Everything is... I always think of the word coagulated, I think, because my mom uses that word a lot, and I've never heard anyone use the word coagulated.
Yeah, I think that's the first time I'm hearing that word, actually.
Well, I don't even know if it's actually a real world word, but everything coagulates together, even though everyone has their... you know, personalities. And yeah, I feel like you guys really, really mesh together. So I'm enjoying this, and yay. I want to hear another song.
Okay. The next one we're going to do, it'll just be Peter, Rod, and I, so bass keys and I. It's called Someone's Lady, and yeah.
Feels like you can do anything to me, and I'd still love you. Why is that? Feels like it's gonna be forever, even if I don't get you back. Somewhere in the moonlight, you're turning my face. Still on the chase. Oh, love, I just wanna be someone's lady. Oh, love, nobody's loving on me lately. I'm just flying with that wind. Just wanna be fighting. Yeah, with all my heart. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tell me why you use me. I'm by your side, I'm right here. Tell me why I hold you up when I'm down, when I'm down, when I'm drowning in fear. I can't see the bad times. It's like I'm blinded by the good. Some say that it's beautiful, but I'm naive. And she's understood. Oh, love, I just wanna be someone's lady. Oh, love, nobody's loving on me lately. I'm just flying with. Just wanna be someone's lady. Oh, with all my heart, with all my heart.
That's probably the best we've ever played that.
Wow, we were all like. Oh, okay, for anyone who can't see me, my jaw was just dropped. Wow, that was really amazing.
Thank you.
And yeah, definitely, Chloe was just saying, definitely seeing and hearing that opera, that opera background. So,
cool.
You gotta release that.
Okay, maybe, I don't know.
Eventually, no pressure, no
we'll
pressure.
Yeah.
No pressure, but I'd stream. Okay, let's go into another one, and then we'll do a little PSA, and then we'll keep playing.
Okay, we got two more songs.
Two more?
So.
Okay, we're running through it. Let's talk for a second then.
Okay, cool.
So you said you were in Spain.
Yes.
Through the, like, Berkeley in Spain program?
Yes, but I also lived in Spain before that.
Oh, can you tell me about that?
Yes, so my family, when I was younger, hosted an exchange student from Spain. And when she came, she couldn't speak English. So my mom was like, okay, time to put your high school Spanish to the test. And I was like, shoot. Okay, like, hola, ¿cómo estás? But then I actually got really good at it. And then I went and visited her after I, like, dropped out of my first school and hung out there for a while and, like, fully was immersed, like, nobody around there. It was a town right outside of Barcelona.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, and I just fell in love with the culture, and I think it's really important and to education to learn a second language.
Totally.
And I don't think it's common here in America.
Yeah.
But working in restaurants growing up, like, I was always speaking it, so yeah.
That's really
and
cool.
Now most of my friends, a lot of them do speak Spanish too, so it's cool.
That's great. What were you doing there when you lived there? Were you kind of just traveling, hanging out, seeing?
I was in school for a semester, and then I stayed for 3 months extra, and I backpacked solo, which
that
was so fun.
So awesome.
Yeah, I used like all my savings, and I came home and
as
I was like,
should.
I got no money, but like.
I
went
all
to
this
Spain
experience.
And Portugal. Like,
yeah.
So.
The money will come.
Exactly.
And the youth and the motivation and the lust for life and travel might not be all... Okay, this is...
Yes. No.
That sentence might not always be there.
I get it.
That's awesome. So what do you... How many semesters are you into Berkeley?
I'm in my last one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what are you
thinking? Well, I'm going to move to LA in September.
Okay.
Yeah.
Making the coast switch from New York and Boston.
Yeah, I kind of hate the cold unless, like, I'm skiing or, like, sledding. Like, I'm like, if it's not snowing, like, what is the purpose?
Well, it's been snowing here, so.
Yes. But I wanna be warm for a minute. I wanna see what the West Coast is like. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I feel like, honestly, it's very common for people from Tufts to move to New York, but I feel like most of the people from Berkeley I've met move to LA.
Yeah. Right now, most people I know, it's kind of split.
Really?
Yeah. Because, well, I'm from New York, so I'm kind of like, I wanna try something new.
Yeah.
And, like, I definitely wanna end up in New York, like, long term or something like that, but,
Postgrad is a perfect time to go.
Yeah, I just want to try something new. Yeah.
Well, I'm from San Diego, so I'm familiar with LA and the weather for sure. And I think it'll be a nice break for you in terms of living on the East Coast so much.
I'm excited.
Yeah, and I think the music culture is really cool in LA, and I feel like it's pretty different from New York, but not in a bad way, just in, like, a different way. So it would be really cool for you to be able to experience both.
Yeah. I'm nervous, but I'm, like, not afraid. And, like, if I hate it, like, I can always leave.
That is beautiful.
I can always leave.
True.
Like, it's okay.
You still have a home. Yeah. So that's...
Exactly. I can go live with my mom. By the way, hi, Mom. I love you.
Oh. My mom is also listening. She's, number one listener.
Gosh.
She said she had a few comments.
Hi, Kim's mom.
She said, love her. She has such amazing control. Really love her.
Thank you.
She always gets her comment of praise to be told on the radio. That was nice getting to know you. I'm going to ask more questions now, but let's hear one more. Let's do our PSA. And then if you guys have like three prepared or an extra one that you could pull out, we could probably have time for that too, but no pressure at all. We can talk some more or whatever you guys want. We've just been really productive today. This is like, we started right on time. Nothing went wrong. So this has been like technical, no difficulty day. But no pressure, whatever you guys feel like.
Yeah, well, I think we might have something, but I might be a little bit against it.
Okay, well, think about
it. It's a crowd favorite.
Okay.
Because there's always like a crowd moment involved. So maybe...
Well, we got a crowd here.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's no one watching, so this would just be
we're
for
watching,
your own pure
watching.
Enjoyment.
Okay, I'll take it. But yeah, play one more, think about it.
Okay.
And then we'll be back with our PSA.
Okay, this next one is by an artist that I really love and has influenced me so much. I listened to him all growing up. This is Trap Queen.
I'm like, hey, what's up? Hello. Seen your pretty ass soon as you came in the door. I just wanted to, got a sack for us to roll. Married to the money, introduced it to my stove. Showed her how to whip and now she remixing for love. She's my trap queen, let her rip the band though. Counting up, watch her father bands go. We just set a goal, talking matching lampos. At 56 a gram, 500 grams though. Man, I swear I love her, how she work a lampo. Hit the strip club, we be letting bands go. Everybody hate them, we just call them fans though. In love with the money, I ain't never letting go. And I get high with my baby. I just left them all, I'm getting fly with my baby, yeah. And I can ride with my baby. I'll be in the kitchen cooking pies with my baby, yeah. cooking fries. I'm like, hey, what's up, hey? I'm sorry if I seem uninterested. Oh, I'm not listening, or I'm indifferent. Truly, I ain't got no business here. But since my friends are here, I just came to kick it. But really, I would rather be at home all by myself, not in this room with people who don't even care about my well-being. I don't dance, don't dance. I don't need a boyfriend, so you can go back. Please enjoy your party, I'll be here somewhere in the corner under clouds of marijuana with this boy who's harder and I can hardly hear over this music I don't listen to, and I don't want to get with you, so tell my friends that I'll be over here. Oh, here, oh, here, oh, oh, oh. I ask myself, what am I doing here? Oh, here, oh, here. And I can't wait till we can break up out. Excuse me if I seem an antisocial pessimist. Usually I don't mess with this. I don't know, you mean only the best, and your intentions aren't to bother me. But honestly, I'd rather be somewhere we can kick it with my people and just listen to some music with a message and a will be just a big dreams, our big plans to take over the planet. So pardon my manners, I hope you'll understand that I'll be here, not there in the kitchen with the girl who's always gossiping. Don't tell my friends that I'll be over here, right next to the boy who's throwing up cause he can't take what's in his cup no more. Oh God, why am I here? Oh, here, oh, here, oh. I ask myself, what am I doing here? Oh, here, oh, here. And I can't wait till we can break apart. TV with my beanie low, yo, I'll be over here, oh, here, oh, here, oh. I ask myself, what am I doing here? Oh, oh, here, oh, here. And I can't wait till we can break up out of here. Oh, here, oh, here. Oh, I ask myself, what am I doing here? Oh, oh, oh.
Cena's back, guys.
I was thinking that I was gonna be like, yes, okay, there's a whole 2016 trend, yada yada, yes, yada, and then I was like, is that 2016? But yeah,
yes, it
you
is.
Can okay, you're confirming,
yes, yes.
Okay, that's good. Chloe has something really important.
Oh,
it's called public service announcement, yes, and that means the public needs to listen.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control's top tip for fending off the flu, coronavirus, and colds is to wash your hands. To protect yourself, you should wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, especially after going to the bathroom, before eating, and after blowing your nose, coughing, or sneezing. The CDC also advises avoiding touching your eyes, nose, mouth, and mouth unless you've just washed your hands, covering any cough or sneeze you have with a tissue, and then throwing the tissue in the trash, avoiding close contact with people who are sick, and finally, if you do get sick, staying home so you don't infect others. A public health message from WMFO Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Everyone's getting sick recently, so be careful.
True, and I will say I was getting the inkling of sickness the other day, and if y'all don't know about this, okay, everyone knows emergency, right? Like, drink your emergency, whatever. But Zyrtec. Is Zyrtec, right?
What?
You know what I'm talking
it's
about?
Like allergy meds.
No, no, no. Zycam.
Okay, yeah.
Sorry. I always get them confused. Zycam is like a zinc-based...
Zinc.
Yep. Zinc-based little tablet. My mom put me on that will eliminate any bad guy in your body. So, like, I'm telling you guys, go to CVS, Zicam, get those things, take one every couple hours, like four to five hours, and, like, your sickness is gone. I woke up this morning, I was like, I'm a new woman. So, anyways, just a little extra PSA, because everyone's getting sick. Okay, so what did we decide? One more, two more?
I think we're gonna try two more.
Okay. Okay.
I sent it to you. No worries. No worries. We'll handle that later. Yeah. Also, my friend group chat is going off right now, so shout out to them.
Okay, friend group chat. Yes. Thank you all for listening. I'm happy. It always scares me.
I was like, why is my phone's in my back pocket? I'm like, bro, it's.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, I always, like, when I, like, am told that I'm being perceived and the show is actually listened to, I'm like, oh.
No, for real. Okay. The concept that I exist outside of my own brain is.
It's a little weird.
It's kind of awful sometimes, but, like, you know.
Yeah.
We out here.
It's fine. It's fine, guys. But thanks for listening. And let's hear, are you guys ready to play another one?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, this next one is called Save Me a Seat, and it's my favorite song of mine, and it's going to come out soon, and I'm so excited. Yay. Okay, let's play it.
Here I am alone with you. I know what you want to do. You're giving me that attitude, and I can catch a vibe. Baby, this is all so new, and I don't even know if we're in the mood. You don't need to follow through, 'cause I'ma let you slide. Well, I'm sure that you've got me where you want, and I'm sure that my heart ain't on your mind. I think that we should take the jump, 'cause
I can't sleep. Baby, I know that you want this, you need this. See? dancing.
Thank you for dancing. It wasn't just us.
Yes, it was.
So yeah, we're pretty ready for that to come out. Chloe said she's ready to pre-save.
Okay.
So everyone follow Madison, Madison Powers Music on Instagram if you want to hear that again. Or you can also just listen to the archive and just repeat, repeat, repeat. So that's really exciting. So you're like, you've fully recorded that song. It's like ready to come out.
It is. We have been, working on it for a while. I wrote it last over the summer with my wonderful friend Tima and Devin, and I made the beat and then wrote on top of it. But yeah, it's recorded, it's mixed,
boom,
it's ready. I just gotta lock in and make the rollout plan, you know?
Yeah. Well, DM the or text me or DM our Instagram and we will also happily promote it on our social media. So if you follow Post at Austin's Glow on Instagram too, you will see this as well coming
okay.
out.
Yay.
Well, congratulations. That's
Thank
a really
you.
Big deal. And that's pretty quick to like write it over the summer and do the entire process. And it's February and it's coming out.
I mean, I think when things are fun and you're working with really great people, it's just like
just
so
happens.
Much easier and it just
cranks
happens
out.
Beautifully. Yeah.
Definitely. Okay, so we have one more then.
We do.
That's
this,
the surprise.
Yes, this is our cover we go to. We sung it on Halloween, and it's kind of just become a thing. And like every person, I always bring someone up on stage, and every person I bring up, everyone, there's dating allegations. Like there's no. There's no way around it, but yeah.
But you okay? Are you bringing up someone today? Like who's?
I don't know.
Okay,
we'll see.
And it's not. If
somebody wants to come in, I will serenade you.
Okay, well, I'll let that.
If
I'll
Chloe
let people,
wants to come
yeah.
in, I feel like she might be like. Like she's like she just got up and was like, "What?"
Someone gets to be serenaded, if they want. So
it's no
you can
pressure.
Walk in there. She's going in. Okay. Well, we're ready. Let's hear it.
All right. This one, like, I do the most jokest called covers in the world. But hold on, we're getting set up in here. We have Rodrigo doesn't play with us very often, so we're sending him the music so that he can.
This is going to sound really funny to Chloe in there because she doesn't have headphones and she can't hear me. But she can lip read.
She's
so good.
She's so confused.
We're talking
happen.
About you. Okay, I'm like so on the edge of my seat. I'm so excited.
Yeah? Are you guys ready? We need a new cover other than this. I'm not going to lie. We need to find something else. Or maybe I should just write more music. I don't know. That
yes.
could also be a solution to
yes.
this problem. Okay, ready? You have it? You got it? All right. Okay, lock in. All right, shawties, this is for you, my believers. It's gonna be one less lonely girl. One less lonely girl. It's gonna be one less lonely girl. One less lonely girl. How many I told you to start over since you cried on before? How many promises, be honest, girl? How many tears you let hit the floor? How many bags you packed just to take them back? Tell me that, how many either ors, but no more. If you let me inside of your world, there'll be one less lonely girl. I saw so many pretty faces, now I see you. Now all I see is you. I'm coming for you, I'm coming for you. Oh, oh, I saw so many. Faces, no,
show you what you were. Let me inside your world. Christmas was on every 14th of February. Not one of them spent with you. How many dinner dates set dinner plates? And he didn't even touch his food. How many bags he packed just to take him back? Tell me that couldn't see an open door. But no more, if you let me inside of your world, there'll be one less lonely girl. I saw so many pretty faces, now I see you. Now all I see is you. I'm coming for you, I'm coming for you. Oh, I saw so many pretty faces, now in your mind, in the world. There's gonna be one less lonely girl, one less lonely girl, one less lonely girl, one less lonely girl. Put you first. Oh, I'll show you what you were if you let me inside your world. I can fix up your broken heart. I can let you a brand new start. I can make it believe. So to set one girl free to fall, free to fall, fall in love. And baby, you got the key, and I'll take you and leave the world with one less. Gonna be one less lonely girl, one less lonely girl. It's gonna be one less lonely girl, one less lonely girl. I'm gonna put you first. Oh, I'll show you what you were. If you lay me inside your world, it's gonna be one less lonely girl, one less lonely girl, one less lonely girl, one less lonely girl.
Can you ask Chloe if she feels less lonely?
Do you feel less lonely?
I feel just so surrounded by love.
Aww.
Yay!
Yay. That was beautiful.
For those listening, we brought one of the studio ops in and I serenaded her.
Yes. Yep. Chloe got a... It's Chloe's big day. Chloe's birthday is next week, so...
Oh my God! Okay.
February 18th, everyone. Mark your calendars. Literally.
How old are you going to be?
22.
Hey. I'm feeling 22. For real. Amazing. Amazing. Well, do you have any, what's the word? Shows. We know that we are ready for yes. Save a Seat to come
yes.
out. Do you have any other things you want to promo?
Yes, I have a show. We have a show next Friday that we're playing. It's at The Loft, Berkeley, 921 Boylston Street. It is free, and I think it's going to be at 7. You can look at it on my Instagram, at Madison Powers Music, and you should come. It's going to be fun vibes we're going to do. We're not going to do that last one, but we're going to do everything else and a few more things, so it's going to be really fun.
Yay. And is us, is we the same band
yes.
today?
Okay. This is the same people. And my friend Ben is going to come play saxophone.
Oh, exciting.
Come on, sax solo. Let's
that
go.
That is exciting. Do you, I was also wondering, for your other originals, are you in the process of recording? Are you thinking about recording?
Yes. Some of them are recorded already.
Amazing.
Yeah, I think. Just working, I think performing them live and then working on the rare record is so much different.
Definitely.
Yeah. And I'm super picky, so.
That makes sense. And when you're listening yeah. to it over and over and over again.
Yes. Like right now, the baby, I know it sounds like. Like right. I've just listened to it a million times
it's
and
like,
I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Melting in your brain. Well, are you working with all Berkeley students, friends on like production and everything? Or are you?
No, I have some friends outside of school that I work with. I go to the Phoenix Down Studios over in Somerville a lot and hang out with people there and make some music.
Nice.
Yeah, but
so you
not
you
just Berkeley.
You know this little part of town then. Somerville.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. And do you think, I'm really interested about your Spain experience and your love of Spanish. Do you think you would ever write a song in Spanish? Do you like think in Spanish sometimes? Because I'm learning, I'm deep into learning German.
Okay.
And so I'm getting to like the tipping point of like thinking in German and getting things confused with each other and like, so I'm wondering if any of your art like.
I've never written a song in Spanish, but I do sometimes like think or like I'll say little words here and there, like specifically like curse words or like but like maybe I should. I think my mom's asked me about that. She's like, "Are you gonna write something in Spanish?" And I probably could.
Yeah, but that I think, would be cool.
Yeah, maybe I'll start reading some Spanish poetry.
Yeah, I was gonna say like a new way to express yourself.
Yeah.
Do you, when you were in Spain, what kind of, you said you were playing at like jam sessions and stuff, what kind of music were you playing?
It was definitely just like funk, general stuff. Mm-hmm. Like we would hit a Bruno Mars song every day, Stevie Wonder. I think the first song I ever sang there, which is where I met Zach, was American Boy. And I was a little bit lit. And so we rocked out. And then he was like, "Bro, that was fun." And then we're friends now. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I love it. Did you, you have your friend who lived with you as an exchange student. Do you have any other like friends or like a community that you met there?
I did meet a lot of people while traveling. Like, I think I was so nervous to go alone, but then like I realized more people do it than I think. And
definitely.
Like I was staying in hostels too.
Mm-hmm.
So like you would just go and there would be like a little happy hour and you'd go and get to meet people and like just like hang out with them, and everyone was super open and it was like such a beautiful, freeing experience.
Yeah, I feel like especially for a musician or just any like artist, especially like young artists and musicians, like doing something that feels really freeing and independent is so good for your creativity and empowerment, especially like moving on from like a more standardized like music education and like going into your own life and figuring things out. Like, I feel like that's a great background to have, and now you're gonna move really far again and
yes.
It's gonna be totally great and fine because you've done it before.
Yeah,
so
it is, it's gonna be good. Well, yeah, but I love Spain. It's fun.
You can always go back.
The best friends. I know.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I gotta get back.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was really nice to have you all perform, and we really enjoyed everything that you guys shared with us, and so nice to get to know you more.
Yes.
And I don't know, is everyone kind of close to graduating from Berkeley?
No.
There's
me and Zeke, and I are
mm-hmm.
are graduating this year. Are you? You're graduating this year? Oh my God. Peter is too.
Oh my gosh.
But Zach's got another year. How long do you have? Rod has 2 years. Yeah.
Okay. Well, best of luck to everyone. Everyone's
going
to do amazing and have so much fun and be great. Especially those, we're all also graduating, so we relate.
Happy grad.
Thanks. Thank you. Yeah, people are like getting their gowns. Have you guys got, it's, yeah.
Ooh.
It's crazy.
We didn't get that email yet.
We graduated in May.
Yeah, we graduated in May too.
We didn't get that email yet.
Well.
Apparently
look.
They're like really expensive for like no reason.
Yeah.
Like it's a curtain.
Yeah. It's dumb.
You're
it's
wearing
dumb.
Like a curtain.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. But follow everyone on Instagram if you want to see grad photos. We should do like a grad photo shoot here.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Okay. So follow Post Adolescence Glow. Follow Madison Powers Music. Look out for shows, new music coming out. And listen again next week. We will be here again from 12 to 1 as usual, and I hope everyone has a great Friday. It's a little bit warmer here in Boston than it usually is, and I think that's all of the blabbing I have to do. Again, this was Post Adolescence Glow featuring Madison Powers, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And that's all I have. Any final words?
Thank you so much for having us. This was fun.
I'm so glad you guys had a great
time.
You're
a lovely host.
Thanks. Thank you. That means a lot. Okay. Well, Chloe, you can switch us off.